You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Philadelphia Phillies with MLB.com's Phillies beat reporter, Todd Zalecki. Todd, I have my first note written down on my little sheet of questions here reads exactly as follows. Aaron Harang, I mean, what? And that's really my question for you. This guy is 37, is a right-hander who doesn't throw hard, and he's really good. What's going on here?
You know, I actually asked him pretty much the same question, not in his last start this week in Colorado, but last weekend in Philadelphia. I said, you're 37 years old. How are you doing this? And he kind of looked befuddled at the question. I said, I mean, it looks like you can pitch another 5 years at this rate. He said, whoa, let's slow down here. Let's just worry about what's happening right now. But he has been really, really impressive, obviously. And he basically said, he's 37. Yeah, I don't throw very hard, but I really kind of know myself. I kind of know how to handle certain situations. He's like, I have good perspective on, if I give up a hit or something bad happens behind me, I don't kind of get frustrated and freak out and lose myself. Like, I kind of stay in the moment and I kind of go pitch by pitch. And he says, I really think that that's helping me right now. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. Roy Howe, they talked a lot about that. You know, if I give up a hit or if there's an error behind me, I just focus on the next pitch. Like, I don't sit there and go, oh boy, here we go. Things are going to start rolling downhill on me and I'm in deep trouble. And also obviously he's throwing pitches in the strike zone and he's using his off-speed pitch as well. But I really think just his overall experience has really helped him so far. And that could end up becoming a huge, huge signing for the Phillies when we talk about this rebuilding process, going forward.
I mean, he's a guy who the Braves, as far as I could tell, really made no real effort to keep him. And somewhat understandably, I mean, he had a really rough year in 2013. And so even though he bounced back, it was sort of understandable to think, you don't want to be the team that pays him for last year. But now that we're going on a year and a half now of him being a guy that apparently you believe in, is there probably some real trade value in this guy? I mean, he's not going to have a 1.8 ERA at the deadline, but there's a pretty decent chance he'll be in the threes and an inning eater. Is this a guy that really might fetch them something at the deadline?
Yeah, I absolutely think so. And the Phillies have already started getting calls on him. And it's interesting because everybody would love to have Cole Hamels. There's no doubt about it. But do you want to pay the price to get Cole Hamels, which is going to be a long-term contract plus some top prospects? With Aaron Harang, you're going to have to give up a prospect or two, maybe not at the level of Cole Hamels, plus you're not locked into that long financial commitment. And he signed to a one-year, $5 million deal. And if he's traded at the end of July, you're talking about you only have to pay, less than $2 million, less than $2 million, before 4 months of the season at that point. So a heck of a bargain, a heck of a bargain. So I think he's going to be kind of that, that second tier guy that a contending team can get with really just tremendous, just tremendous value for a guy like that. And as you said, he's not going to have a 1.8 ERA in the middle of July or late June, most likely. But if he's in the mid threes and your contending team are going, ooh, Aaron Harang, this sounds like a pretty good deal for us. Let's maybe push for him rather than give up, three top prospects and commit tens of millions of dollars on Cole Hamels or somebody else that might be on the market.
He's kind of a fascinating story. I mean, he's a guy who I think a couple of different times looked like maybe he was done and then he'll bounce back and nobody believes it. How long does he – I mean, you mentioned he sort of dismissed 5 years, and understandably, but – for a guy who has for a long time looked like a year-to-year guy, how long does he want to keep doing this? Do you think this is a guy that's got another 2 or 3 years in him?
Well, yeah, he didn't he certainly could. If he pitches like this, he certainly could. And I think the fact that he's not a hard thrower, he's a guy that kind of can pitch in and out of the strike zone, kind of knows what he's doing, kind of knows his limitations. He seems to be a guy that definitely can do that. It's not like he's going to have to suddenly reinvent himself a year or two down the road. he already is kind of what he is. So, yeah, I think it's possible. And going back to kind of what you said earlier about the Braves, I think, you know, he was looking for a 2-year deal at the time. So you understand the Braves' hesitation going, all right, we're rebuilding. Why are we going to commit to this guy for 2 years coming off that 2013? Boy, that could really come back to bite us. But, you know, 1-year deal on a guy like Harang turns out to be a really, really fantastic deal right now for the Phillies.
Speaking of guys in their 30s who aren't quite dead yet, Ryan Howard has been torrid for nearly this entire month. Is Howard just hot for a couple of weeks here? Is he maybe a little better than some of us skeptics thought coming into the year?
That is really tough to say. I think he's definitely better than what he showed the first couple weeks of the season. I mean, he was dreadful the first 2 weeks of the season. And there were so many people, fans tweeting at me and getting emails from people saying, you know, they should just release him. They got to bench him. And thankfully, the Phillies stuck with him for a little while. And to be honest, I said the same thing. I'm like, as poorly as he's played so far, you've got to keep playing him for one reason. You're rebuilding. And you're trying to you have nothing to lose right now by playing Howard. And if you can play Howard, and if he can somehow get hot, and if he can maintain that through June or early July, maybe you could actually flip him to a contending team, and get a prospect back for him rather than just releasing the guy and getting nothing and having to eat the entire amount of that contract. So, is he going to be able to keep it up? It's hard to say. He was on a similar pace at this point last year and kind of faded down the stretch. But like I just said, you don't need him to play the entire season. You just need him to play this way through, you know, July 15th, July 31st, and maybe you can get somebody to bite and take him off your hands for the next season and a half. Now, the Phillies are still going to have to eat a ton of that contract, and I think they're more than happy to do it if they can get one prospect back for him. And can you imagine getting one prospect back for Ryan Howard that might be able to help you down the road? I think the Phillies going into the season would say, if we can do that, boy, we'd be thrilled.
And that really is the question with Howard. Do you think he has played himself into that kind of position where maybe he is somewhat tradable, with the caveat that there will be financial considerations in whatever deal would happen?
I think so, yeah. You know, he entered the season with $60 million on his contract over 2 years. I think the Phillies were willing to eat, you know, $50 million. And now that he's played a little bit in the season, that money obviously has gone down a little bit. But I still think the Phillies are willing to eat that much money. Now, if you look back at his last month, from like April 21st through today, he's got the 19th best OPS in baseball of like 190 qualified hitters in that time. Only four players in baseball hit more home runs than that in that time. And I'm not saying he's going to keep up that pace, but if he's a guy that, you know, come July is looking like a 30 home run, 90 to 100 RBI guy, and the Phillies are willing to eat most of that contract, I've got to think there's got to be a team out there that's going to go, Ryan Howard for less than $10 million over the next 2 years, you know, we need a big bat. Let's roll the dice and take a shot at him. I don't think you're going to get a blue chip prospect for him, but again, getting something for him is certainly better than nothing and just letting that contract run out or releasing him at some point.
And likewise, it seems like there are some signs of life here from Chase Utley. How is he closer? Is he looking a little more like himself to you?
He is, and you know, now that we've talked about, you know, his season, and he's had some bad luck, but he also is hitting a lot of ground ball outs, and that indicates, you know, he's not driving the ball like he has in the past. But certainly over the last week, he has looked a lot better, and that kind of he kind of follows what's going on with Howard. You know, I've had a lot of people say, well, you know, should they bench him because he don't want to hit that 500 plate appearance mark, which should vest a club option next year at $15 million. And my whole thing is, just like Howard, you got to keep playing him and hope he gets hot, and then maybe you can trade him at some point. And certainly this last week is very encouraging. They're hoping that he kind of goes back to what he has been in the past. And, you know, the MLB.com StatCast information showed that, you know, his batted ball velocity is a little bit under league average, which says one thing. He's not as bad as he's been because he is hitting the ball at, you know, making decent enough contact where you expect those numbers to go up. So say Utley from last week through July 31st is hitting 270, you know, an OPS in the 800s or even in 750 or higher, you know, you might actually be able to trade him to a contending team that needs a second baseman. And that's what this is all about. It sounds kind of crazy to say, well, why does it make sense for a rebuilding team to play these two aging veterans every day? But it makes sense. You might be able to trade him to get some younger players. So I think the Phillies are hoping the same thing that's kind of going on with Howard is it continues with Chase Utley, too.
All right. Well, Todd Zielecki, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.